Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Agricultural producers who have not yet completed their crop acreage reports after spring planting should make an appointment with their local FSA office before the application deadline. July 15th is a major deadline for most crops, but acreage reporting deadlines vary by county and by crop. Contact your FSA county office for acreage reporting deadlines that are specific for your county. The first step to become eligible for many USDA programs is to file an accurate crop acreage report. That's according to Richard Fordyce, the FSA administrator. To file your acreage report, he says, call your local FSA office to make an appointment. Your local staff is standing by to help you, he adds. Due to the pandemic, FSA has implemented acreage reporting flexibilities. FSA can work with producers to file timely acreage reports by phone, email, online tools, and virtual meetings. Some FSA offices are open for in-person appointments, but you must call first to make an appointment. And once you get that appointment scheduled, when producers are working with FSA staff, either in person or virtually, they can also take care of applications for other FSA programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. A CFAP call center is available for producers who would like additional one-on-one support with CFAP application processes. They say you can call 877-508-8364 to speak directly with a USDA employee ready to offer assistance. The CFAP call center can provide service to non-English-speaking customers as well. The National Agri-Marketing Association announced that the 2020 Agri-Marketing Conference will be offered exclusively as a virtual conference August 11th through the 13th. There will be no live event in Kansas City this year. Features of the virtual conference include a virtual trade show, virtual happy hours, special chat rooms, and on-demand playback. Pickett shared that more excellent speakers are being added to the lineup. Best of NAMA will carry on the virtual format. Cattle rarely contract rabies, but some states have reported cases this year, including one in each in Minnesota, Texas, and two in Oklahoma. The cases in Oklahoma are concerning, according to the Oklahoma Department of Health, as the state has already confirmed 20 cases of rabies by early June, nearly equaling the total 24 cases the state confirmed last year. Nationwide, a total of 33 rabid cattle were reported in 2018, representing an 8.3% decrease from 2017, according to the CDC. These are the most recent figures to date from the CDC. And the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service estimated 92 million acres of corn planted in the U.S. for 2020. That is up 3% from last year, according to the acreage report released on Tuesday. Soybean area planted is estimated at 83.8 million acres. That's up 10% from last year. Following up the prospective plantings report released in late spring, NAS surveyed nearly 71,000 farm operators during the first 2 weeks of June to gather information on what farmers actually planted. Key findings released some of these. Growers expected to harvest 84 million acres of corn for grain, up 3% from last year. And for soybeans harvested area for 2020 is estimated at 83 million acres. That's up 11% from 2019. All wheat planted for the area of 2020 is estimated at 44.3 million acres. That's down 2% from last year. This represents the lowest all wheat planted area on record since records began in 1919. Eric will be back with much more right after this.